Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of your Brains Coach podcast. My name is Angela Sharina. I'm your host. I'm your Brains Coach. And it is my job here to bring to you all the best, recent, cutting edge, most useful, effective, and hopefully sometimes fun to experiment with brain body tools so you could take better control of your thought process, of your emotions, of your body, of your energy, and most importantly, of your actions. So you get out there and one step at a time, day after day, get closer and closer to living the most fulfilling, most rewarding, best life experience that you are capable of. Today, folks, I'd love to start this week, or whenever you happen to land on this podcast, I'd love to you to start this day, maybe a new part of the day if you're listening to this podcast at night, maybe on your way from work to home. I'd like you to start thinking about how much your mindset defines absolutely everything you get to do in life and you get to have in life. I want to share with you a very short story before we begin of from my clients' conversations that happened recently. It all changed when, like you said, I changed how I think about steps and movement. You know, Angela, it used to be a waste of time in my mind that took me away from my business, my priority number one. And now it's an investment in my future self. And once that shift happened, the rest got easy. So my client shared, we started to see more and more progress with movement and fitness and exercise. It has been quite a stumbling block for us. And after a while of our coaching together, working on different things, that shifted. He stopped having problems and excuses as well for not having time for taking steps and not having time for working out and not always forgetting about having to move. And I asked him, like, what happened? Over the past months, you've been taking steps every day and you've been working out every week consistently. Like, what happened? What gives? And he said, you know, it's like you said, I just needed to think about that differently and realize that movement actually helps me to, first of all, enjoy my life more, but then second, it actually helps me to be better at business. And that's an investment in the future self that I envision, that fit, energetic, successful in so many areas, if not all of them, person that I envision myself being. Like, this is an investment in that person. And after that happened, the rest got easier. And so I want you to think about that. If you're struggling at the moment with some health habits or some other habits, ask yourself the most important question. And I wrote this question down in today's newsletter that, by the way, you can subscribe to using the link in the show notes. It's the newsletter, your best self will thank you for. That's the pitch. So newsletter that your best will thank you for. What beliefs and perspectives in your own mind prevent me from having healthy habits I say I want, or any habits? What beliefs and perspectives, what in my own mind prevents me from having healthy habits I say I want? You see, folks, if you still have a struggle in your own mind, that's what your behavior and your environment will reflect. It's not that you have less time or less ability than all the other people who made it happen with their busy schedules and a lot of responsibilities. Believe me, folks, there is a person who is busier than you, who has more responsibilities and who has it harder, and they're still making it happen. And that goes for all of us in all the areas that we struggle with. So we found the enemy, and the enemy is us. And it starts in your mind. And once, as another one of my clients said, Once I realized that it only takes one decision, one true decision, and decide means to cut off all other options. So another client of mine said, once I realized that it's just a decision, if I truly make that decision and I commit to doing what I say I want to do, the rest gets easy. So it's all in your mind. That barrier to who you want to become, what you want to do, what you want to have, it's all in your mind. And that's what I wanted to share with you folks. Before we jump in later this week into book study, Fast Smarter, Faster Better by Charles Duhigg, a really amazing creator, the author of Deep Work or Slow Productivity. So amazing takeaways for motivation, for focus, for managing other people, for innovation. So many insights based on really amazing science, the current science of, you know, how to manage yourself and other people better to achieve more results that are meaningful to you. So we are diving deep into the book on Wednesday. Then we're going to talk more about tools for shifting your mindset and creating a mindset, building a mindset of high performer on Friday. So stay tuned for that. But today, just stop. And maybe even journal, that's even better. That's where you truly have a chance to uncover things that are undersurfaced that might not always be obvious. So journal about this question. What beliefs and perspectives, what in my own mind prevents me from having healthy habits I say I want? From having health, relationships, business you say you want? What's in your own mind stopping you? Because, folks, that is the only thing that's stopping you. If you feel like sharing your answer, please feel free to do so on X or Twitter, used to be Angela Sharina, Instagram, Angela Brain Body Coach, all one word, Angela Brain Body Coach. Tag me, sharing this podcast, of course. This is the only thing I'm asking you to do. Sharing this podcast, helping other people, enrolling on my mission, joining my mission to help more purpose, mission-driven, amazing, talented people to get out of their own way, unlock more of their potential, use more of their genius and talent to create this amazing world that we all get to live in, right? So share this podcast, share your answer. What beliefs and perspectives, what in your own mind prevents you from having healthy habits or business habits or relationship habits you say you want? Share that, share this podcast. And till next time, folks, till next time, tell this story to yourself that helps you to move forward every day. So once you change the story, you'll change your attitude, you'll change your actions, and everything else in your life. Have an amazing day, have an amazing week, and stay tuned for our book study, Faster, Better, Smarter on a Wednesday. Talk to you very soon.